This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Business Leadership Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Ira Singer. Ira's one of the principals at a great construction firm, Mosaic Construction. They've built their business. They've branded it in a bunch of different ways. They've done a great job. Ira's going to talk today about brand strategy, marketing, what works, what doesn't, and more. Ira, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Scott, thank you. First of all, it's great to be on the podcast. I appreciate the invitation. Like Scott said, I'm Ira Singer. I'm one of the principals at Mosaic Construction. We're located in Northbrook. We're general contractors. We've always been in the remodeling world. One of the works that we've always done is design, build, high-end residential. I started my career in the exterior residential, doing window siding, roofing, which has grown into a whole brand of Mosaic Construction. And then we're also a cannabis company in terms of design build. So we've got a lot of different things that we do, from a construction management to execution in a variety of different asset classes for remodeling and value add construction.
Thank you. And obviously, just for a moment to segue, on the cannabis side, it's not people designing cannabis rooms in their house. It's for true businesses, dispensaries, building, those kinds of things. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have a brand called Cannabis Facility Construction, which is born out of the work 5 years ago when we started design building cannabis dispensaries here in Illinois, where we did our first three projects. And from there, one of our clients went very successfully to acquisition of license holders and application for new license states and dispensaries, and we went along for the ride. And so over the last 5 years, we have built out over 30 different cultivation dispensaries, processing or cultivation in 9 states. And it's obviously a growing business, no pun intended. And Cannabis Facility Construction is the brand that we do that under.
Oh, fantastic. So let me ask you this. It's this changing, evolving world. Everything is digital. There's so much noise in the market. You folks have built a great business, a great practice. Talk about what works in brand building today, what works in marketing, what doesn't work. Just a few moments on that.
So we're fortunate that we take pictures on our job sites every day, because pictures tell great stories. And because there's so much different types of projects, from cannabis to nonprofit to residential to exterior, multifamily, commercial, office, et cetera, there's always a nice flavor of variety within the pictures. And so I think it's really about the content, telling the story about what we're improving to help the end user, regardless of the asset type. People are interested in that. It's good information to have. It positions us as a subject matter expert. And I think that is what works today. Be a mouth for helping people understand things. When we are speaking as a panelist, when we were meeting in person, but even on webinars, on podcasts, we're looking to teach and provide content around a specific type of asset build out strategy. So I think that is also something that works very well when you are the subject matter expert. Clearly, the social channels and marketing in a digital world, from keeping your website fresh, putting podcasts and PR, have it land on your website to access easily, be a champion for public relations, and go out and get in front of the writers about good projects and how they're making a difference, and have a PR piece. And of course, podcasts like today is a great way in today's world, be on a webinar. And, that's a lot of what we've done.
And Ira, at the end of the day, you've built this great firm. Does most of the business come from hand-to-hand combat, customer referrals, or does it come off the website or off of digital? Or how does it really, where does the great majority of the business come from?
I'm going to give you the layup answer that says success in business is about relationships. And relationships are absolutely key to us having business construction projects in the three brands that we operate. At any given time, there's always business, and most of the business is existing clients, referrals, the marketing that we are doing, which is content rich and diverse in so many different places, is all supporting our brands. And so, oh, I've heard of Mosaic. It sometimes happens, or they come to a webinar that we're one of the moderators on, and they listen and they decide to send an email and, you know, have an opportunity to meet somebody. But it's a relationship driven business, even though we're remodeling buildings, and that's what we see as the greatest source of our business.
So very important, very customer centric. Every customer is so important because they're also a referral source and a future business source. What about niche centric? What you've built out is great expertise in specific niches. How important is that as part of your brand strategy and business development?
So that's a great question. We struggled for a while when we just had the two brands of Mosaic Construction and Design Construction Concepts. DCC, Design Construction Concepts, is a 30-year-old brand that is a tremendous player as the kind of end deliverable that we're used to working on, which is, you know, high-end, luxury, custom design, build, work in the North Shore, primarily historically, but certainly down in exclusive addresses in the city. And, you know, that does not appeal to the Mosaic Construction client who's buying a multifamily renovation or a commercial build-out renovation. They don't want to go on Mosaic site and see an office build-out or an industrial conversion if they're shopping for a luxury home remodel of additions and flooring and kitchens and amenity spaces outside. So we have to have a brand differentiation. And we have been extremely intentional about not having cannabis, as we were getting into it 5 years ago, on the Mosaic or the DCC websites, because it wasn't nearly as accepting in the current market that we're existing in, where it is, you know, seemingly in the news every day, from Illinois' imminent release of licenses to states that are having it on legislation for coming vote. And, you know, we could not put cannabis facility construction at the time that we built the site integrated. Now it's linked from our other two brands, Design Construction Concepts, Mosaic Construction, and Cannabis Facility Construction. But there is real intention around segmentation. We tell a different story. We have a different deliverable. So that seems to keep us relevant on content.
Take a moment on what doesn't work in marketing or branding today. What doesn't work in business or branding or marketing?
Well, as a marketing officer in the company, and the things that we do that we're seeing tremendous success on, it makes it easy to pinpoint what we're not doing. You know, we're not doing direct mail. We're not going to home shows. We're not spending in big directories where we would be listed as a general contractor in some exclusive North Shore directory under the DCC brand even. We don't do that. We're not entering award competitions to be the best of. That's that to me is about the ego of the brand. And I think telling stories and connecting to people and asking them to like you and collaborating with our clients by getting good PR, that's all a much more sensational story than marketing efforts tried and true that don't really elevate our brands at all.
So lots more effort on direct relationships, direct working in your segment versus broad general marketing efforts where you have to send out 1,000 things to maybe get one possible hit or one possible contact, and it's not even really a qualified contact. But much more focus on cultivating, developing relationships, showing your segment expertise and more.
Well, that's entirely true. I mean, the data around who we talk to and who gets our outreach via our monthly newsletter or is connected to us on our social channels, you know, there's constantly content coming that way. And if somebody sends us an info@cannabisfacility email because they went to our website and they had a question, we're likely going to add that person to our database, and they're going to continue to get content from us as we put out various electronic items. And we encourage them to like our social channels, which keeps them connected to us where they might consider. You know, sometimes construction is about opportunity meeting luck, which is a nuance of good timing, and staying in front of people helps that to increase your chances. So we, you know, we're proactive, and I like that, that formula.
Thank you. And you and your colleagues and partners have built a great business. Take a moment and talk about this very changing world of business. What are three pieces of advice you would have for people running and growing businesses today?
I would say that the most obvious thing to me, besides the revenue jump when we differentiated the brands, is the cultural flagpole that we have staked in the ground inside of our office that speaks to what we're about. And I think that business today needs to be about something. It's got to stand for something. It's got to be something that the team can speak to about why they want to work for your company and, you know, why they're dedicated. And so we have the Mosaic Actions as kind of a roadmap for speaking that common language. And as a result, we have tremendous buy-in from our team around closing the loop on projects and communications, anticipating needs, contributing to a positive environment, things that really matter. And that's part of the culture of being a team member at Mosaic. I think that is great advice for owners. Today's buzzword is transparency. I can't have too many high-level business conversations without talking about transparency. The only thing is, in construction, it's typically a lot of smoke and mirrors. And so to really be transparent, to really show your professional fees against the fees of your trade and vendor suppliers is refreshing because it's not a typical practice, and that has always been our modus operandi as far as how we price out our projects. So I think that is also, you know, really important for leadership is transparency in whatever business that you're in. It basically builds trust, which builds relationships, which is one of the Mosaic Actions. Just to circle back on that, Sky, we have writings on the wall, testimonials on the wall from our clients, the actions in their design on the wall. We've got a word wall of what my team has contributed to what's important to them, and I'll read it as it's behind me. Professionalism, loyalty, hard work, trustworthiness, resourcefulness, determination. Those are all words created by my team. So get the buy-in, get the culture going, focus on it, and you know, be transparent. Those are my top advice items in today's business climate.
Fantastic. And you'd also talk about segmentation, segmenting into niches and so forth, great culture, great transparency, and really attacking the market in specific niches.
Yes.
Another question for you, Ira, and thank you for your time today. Brilliant and helpful. Thank you very much. Another question is, three top priorities the next 6 months as you sort of, you know, come either out of or into this new normal, past or into continued COVIDness. What are three top priorities that you look at with you and your colleagues?
Thank you. The strategy exists around one key factor to be accomplished for each of the brands. So for cannabis facility construction, Illinois release of craft grow and social equity licenses has been delayed because of COVID and is going to be awarded within the next few months. And we have relationships we've built and a lot of pent up, what I would expect, demand around work. So we're focused on that. That's a brand, that's a sales strategy into the last half of 2020. Mosaic's focus is on building our national platform for multifamily and commercial, similar to what we've done in our cannabis facility brand, to leverage our skill and expertise in multifamily and commercial renovation work. So that's the priority for Mosaic Construction and Design Construction Concepts. The return to work is happening, and people are still learning from home, working from home in great numbers. And so for the Design Construction Concepts brand, we see expansion for work with our luxury owners living in a downtown condo or in a single family. Spending time at home means renovation, which is education rooms being built for remote learning so their kids can be successful, or outdoor spaces because being indoors is, you know, not as fun as being outdoors. And so they are doing that. And so we're focused on increasing our opportunities in the luxury renovation market under the Design Construction Concepts brand. So that's three things we're focused on to finish out 2020. And that's where we're at, man.
Well, it's fascinating and great clarity, which is so important to your success. Our final question, non-sponsored podcast completely. Where can people find Mosaic Construction? Where can they reach you if they want to learn more?
The easiest way is email ira@mosaicconstruction.net, our website, mosaicconstruction.net. You'll connect with me or someone on my team. That's the easiest way.
Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts today. Just a pleasure. Ira, thank you.
You're very welcome, Scott. Have a great rest of your day.